good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good and Jesus is Lord. I'm so glad you've tuned in tonight. I want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life tonight, God is on the throne. Jesus is Lord and everything is going to be all right. As long as we keep our eyes on him, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with us. God is taking us through. These are the craziest times any of us have ever lived in, and yet the Holy Spirit is navigating us right through it, and he's going to do it with winning and with victory every step of the way. So no matter what's happening tonight, remember, we don't focus on the things that we see, for the things that we see are going to pass away, but what we don't see, which is the word of the living God, will live and abide forever. Jesus is Lord, and you got to remind yourself and speak to those circumstances and speak to those situations that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Our trust is in him. Our eyes are on the master, the same one that told Jesus to come onto the, or Peter to come onto the water. And Peter walked on the water, praise God. And we are those water walking, faith talking, spirit-led disciples today, praise God. And speaking of Peter, we got a special guest with us tonight, already on the air with us, Dr. Peter Marshall from Kingdom Worship Center. And if you want to see him and see us, you can also tune in on Facebook Live, Spirit of Faith Radio. It's Facebook.com/ Spirit of Faith Radio. And you can also find us by going to spiritoffaithradio.com. Praise God. Well, good evening, Dr. Peter. So glad to have you with us.
It's awesome to be on the program today, Pastor. It's what a blessing it is. I'm just thrilled that you invited me to join you tonight.
Man, you've been doing so much. I know you're on the radio, on Facebook Live at least once or twice a week, and all your services are live streamed. Your service is in your church's Kingdom Worship Center in Hamilton.
That's great. Pretty new church. We started it 4.5 years ago, doing fantastic. Great bunch of people down in Hamilton. I always say, has anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Hamilton? We say, yeah, the power of God.
Amen.
So yeah, God's Kingdom Worship Center.
God's got you there for a reason. That's awesome. Well, before we get into things tonight, let's go to our text. I really encourage you all to get on board tonight. You can email us instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you want to come on live with us and talk with myself and Dr. Peter Marshall, you can do so by simply sending an email to instudio101@gmail.com and just put in the subject Zoom, and our producer Gary will send you back a link and will connect you with us, and you can talk live on the air tonight with us. Praise God. Also, if you have a Bible question, if you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, if you're a first time listener, I would love to hear from you tonight. Just email us instudio101@gmail.com. Let's pray first, and then let's read our foundation text. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we'll read that in just a moment. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful and thankful for your love. We're thankful that we can boldly come to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Father, thank you for this precious audience, every person tuning in, and even those, Lord, that you are prompting to tune in at this moment. Father, we pray for a flow of the Holy Spirit tonight. We pray that miracles would happen, that answers would, would come forth, and that you would be glorified in the midst of it. Father, we pray right now for every person that's being challenged by COVID-19. Lord, we know this third wave has hit so many people, and even those that are close to me that I know, and one of them is in ICU right now. Father, we pray that you would quicken their bodies. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in them and shall quicken their mortal body. Father, we declare, even with the psalmist, that they will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to understand how all these things happen, but Lord, we believe that this shall happen for the glory of God, that you shall be glorified in the end of it. And we give you glory and praise for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's read our text tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Praise God. Yeah. So we understand that faith is a spirit. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is not some mind over matter. Faith is a reality in the realm of the spirit. And we've been given this spirit of faith. And we understand that faith doesn't work by wishing. It doesn't work by just thinking something is going to happen. But literally, Jesus told us in Mark chapter 11 that if we say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and doubt not in our heart, but believe that those things that we say, we shall have whatsoever we say. And that's the spirit of faith. But we understand that in life, difficulties come our way, that, you know, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have trouble. But he said, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. Well, we're living in a day right now where we're seeing unprecedented trouble. None of us have ever been in the middle of a pandemic like we are now. And we keep thinking it's going to turn. And they say the coronavirus, it doesn't do well in the summertime, and that, you know, it goes through, the doctors say it goes through a period and then it stops just like the flu. But I'm telling you, we're here in the middle of spring, and this thing is peaking like it's never peaked before. What are your thoughts, Dr. Peter?
Well, you know, there's no doubt we're in challenging times. We're living in very, very difficult times. The Bible prophesied this to us, that in the last days there would be perilous times and man's hearts would fall with fear. So we're living in unprecedented times, great challenges. People are facing a lot of trouble with this coronavirus, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, their financial, in their bodies and health and everything else. This is the time where we have to really walk by faith, like that scripture says, live in the spirit of faith. I actually said to my church this year, the theme of our year was to approach it by faith the entire year. So with all of the challenges, there's nothing that we as believers can't overcome. There's nothing that we as believers cannot conquer, and we can supersede all of these challenges and walk in the victory of Christ because the Lord is with us, you know? So I just, you know, without a doubt, I'm seeing, especially here in Hamilton, mental health issues, emotional issues, man, we're just preaching the word into people. And when we live in the word and we live by faith, God's blessing is not limited by these times. So we just encourage people to live by faith today.
That's right. And, you know, people, we need to understand as Christians that faith has everything to do with what we say. And our words take us in the direction of whether we're in faith or whether we're not in faith. And, you know, in these difficult times, you hear Christians say sometimes, you know, I don't know if I can take anymore. It's getting too hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. And these are all thoughts, you know, words, the genesis of a word is a thought.
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And we understand that thoughts come from one of two places. It comes from God, or yep. thoughts are perverted and come from the devil. You know, God, in my early days walking with the Lord really gave me revelation on Ephesians chapter 2. And in Ephesians 2, he talks about the prince of the power of the air. Okay. Exactly. And how he works on that realm of the airwaves. And
yeah.
he puts these thoughts in our head to try to get us to go in the direction that he wants us to go in.
Yeah, true, true. You know, faith is not, you know, for a lot of believers, faith is for Sunday morning services, or faith is for a church moment. But right. faith is supposed to be everything in our lives. It's what, how we breathe. It's how we think. It's in our heart. It's in our confession.
Come on.
It's in our walk. We walk yes. by faith. We breathe by faith. We live by faith. We even dream by faith.
Ooh,
and
wow.
Everything we do has to be by faith as believers, because anything apart from faith is sin. And it's the only way that we're going to receive the promises of God and walk in the victory of Christ and supersede the works of darkness and the prince of this air.
So when you say everything is by faith, how do people come to a place where they develop into that? I mean, where do you start?
Well, it starts right at salvation for me. I mean, I go back to Romans chapter 10. And the Bible says the word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth. What is it? The word of faith that we preach to you.
Yes.
That if a man shall confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in his heart that, you know, that God has raised him from the dead, he's going to be saved. So I always say this to people. It starts right at the point of salvation, because the greatest miracle of our lives, the best thing that we could ever receive from the Lord, has come by faith. And it's come by the confession of faith. So if the biggest miracle of my life comes by faith, then every other promise of God must follow in the same pattern of faith. And so whatever we need in this hour, in these troublesome times, we have the ability to receive it, but we'll only receive it by faith that started at the point of our salvation.
Yeah. Yeah. So faith, like Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing yep. by the word of God. So that the word of God, it must be present in order for faith to come alive.
Without the word, there's no faith. You know, without the word, it's not, as you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Pastor, it's not yeah. the spirit of faith if it's not connected to the word.
Whoo, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, Joshua 1:8, I know you know it well. It says this book of the law, and of course the word law is Torah, which means the teachings and instructions of the Lord. This book of the law, you could say it like this: the word of God shall not depart
yes.
out of your mouth.
That's right.
But you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall yeah. make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Well, you know, sometimes when we talk about this, and you made the statement that we need to be operating in faith all the time, sometimes
yes.
people think that that's a task that's too big. And I'm kind of reminded of, you know, the disciples. They were actually talking about forgiveness, and Jesus was telling them that they have to forgive, and how many times? 490. And, you know, it looked to be impossible. And Jesus said, with man, it's impossible.
Possible.
But with God, all things are possible. You know, I've come to find out that God is not going to ask us to do something that we cannot do.
That's right. That's right. Actually, I think it's harder to live outside of faith than it is to live by faith.
No question. Doesn't the scripture say in Proverbs, doesn't it say that the way of the transgressor is hard?
The way of the transgressor is hard. And what is the greatest sin? The greatest sin to me is unbelief.
That's it.
God can do anything
yeah.
for us if we believe. And if we don't believe, you know, then we're in trouble. And that's why it becomes hard. And unbelief is a terrible place to be. And so, you know, I just think faith is awesome. It's exciting. And speaking by faith is what gives you life. It gives you strength. Right. It gives you the victory. It gives you joy and peace.
That's it.
You know, and so, you know, we receive everything by faith. I've said, and I know others have said it so brilliantly, even more so than me, but I think faith is the currency of the kingdom. As long as you live in that faith realm, you can receive anything in the kingdom of heaven. And I think the problem why people find it difficult in a labor rather than something that's joyful is they just don't understand how faith works.
Exactly.
And that's exactly why they get stressed out about it.
Exactly. And they allow the stress, we at times, we allow the stress of the circumstances, the stress of the unknown to overwhelm us. And that pressure, when it gets on us, it squeezes what's on the inside. So if right. there's fear on the inside and we put the squeeze on it from the pressure and the situations, then that's what's going to come out of our mouth.
That's
but the thing that we have to understand is that you don't need faith until you don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I think Christians, I've always said this, Christians and believers in Christ tap into faith when they're in trouble. And so now I'm in trouble. I need to exercise my faith. Well, it's too late then. I mean, that's a challenge.
Right.
I mean, you get the victory, but it's not easy when you're trying to do something in the midst of the battle.
Right.
And so we need faith every day of our lives. I mean, I encourage my church. I actually preached a little bit on this today. Uh-huh. I mean, we walk by faith. We live by faith.
That's it.
And the more I live by that gift, that spirit of faith, mm-hmm. the easier it will be for me to exercise faith, but also to receive that blessing of God and let that anointing of the Holy Spirit flow that I so readily need every day of my life.
That's it.
And so faith is not something I try to pick up when I have a problem. Faith is what I live in, so I can always supersede my problems at any moment they arise.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And go ahead, sir. Well, absolutely. And I think, again, going back to, I think people don't understand how faith works. And it's so, to me, I got a revelation from the Lord years ago that he said, that Paul said, I'm concerned that you will lose your simplicity of your faith. Faith is simple and understandable when you go back to how you received Christ. And how did I receive Christ? The Lord said to me, I said, Lord, I need this for ministry. I need this. I need this. I said, but I can't. How do I get it by faith? And the Lord said, go back to how you received eternal life. If you believed in your heart, you confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you were saved.
That's it.
And just like you said, it's that spirit of faith that we speak from our mouths. It's simply believing in our heart and constantly speaking with our mouth the word of God. And it's connected exactly to how we receive salvation.
Amen. Yeah, well, it's in that same chapter in Romans chapter 10, where he talks about how to get saved in verses 9 and 10. Well, verse 8, rather, you know, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word is already there. You know, a lot of times as Christians and even unbelievers, we don't realize how close God is. I love that scripture in the book of Acts where, you know, Paul is preaching on Mars Hill and he says to them, I'm going to preach to you about this unknown God that you have a statue for. And God is commanded everywhere that men repent and not be ignorant anymore. And that if we will happily feel after him, we will find that he is right here. God is not somewhere far off. God is right here, but we're not going to receive anything from God, not one thing, without faith.
That's right. Everything is by faith. You know, I read Hebrews 11, everything was fashioned and formed by faith.
That's right.
Everything exists because God believed it, God spoke it, and it was.
That's right.
And so we are imitators of the very one who created us after his own image and how he operates, you know, and if people will realize it's not as difficult, it's not a labor, it's actually an awesome opportunity to every day see the manifestation of God's promises and power in our lives. Heaven is waiting on us to believe and to confess and to speak for salvation. Heaven is waiting on us to believe and to speak for anything God has promised us.
That's right. And what people don't realize is that being born again, we were recreated in Christ to walk by faith. We have the spirit of faith. It's not something that we have to go get, but it's like you said this a few minutes ago. You said that it's much easier to walk by faith every day than it is when you get into trouble that now all of a sudden you're going to try to walk by faith to get through it. It would be, I think a similar example would be if you've got a marathon coming up and you don't do anything to prepare for that marathon. And all of a sudden it's time to run, what is it, 20 some miles, man, you're going to faint probably within the first mile because you have not been exercising yourself unto godliness. You have not been practicing. You've not been exercising your spirit. Hebrews talks about exercising your spirit to discern. If you don't exercise yourself, then when things get difficult and the pressure comes in, you're gonna faint in the day of adversity. I love that scripture in Proverbs where he says, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength is small.
Absolutely.
That's or your great, endurance, great your analogy. Endurance is small. If you've not been working out, if you've not been, I'm preaching to myself right now. If you've not been working out, you're not going to have the endurance.
No, that's a great, great analogy. That whole marathon and preparing yourself.
I stole it from Paul.
I know it's great, though. You know, the way you put it in the context here, it's excellent. No, that's absolutely it. You have to, you know, every day embrace the Word of God. Every day be excited about the Word of God. Every day look for what the Lord is doing. Expect great things. Expect the manifestation of the Word. Expect to experience the promises of God, you know, and it's all connected to the Word, the Word, right. the Word. It's like you said, it's we have the spirit of faith and we have the Word. It's already written out for us to speak.
That's it.
And if we'll do that on a daily basis, boy, we will triumph. The favor of God will be on us. And every single day we'll see something awesome happening in our lives by faith. You know, yeah, you can't just jump into it when you're in the midst of the battle. You have to prepare yourself because you are going to go through battles. We all are going to go through battles.
Right.
And we have to be prepared for the fight. We have to be prepared to stand. We have to be prepared to push through and to see these things happen. You know,
I think one thing that's important too for all the listeners to understand is that God will meet you where you are. And absolutely. If you're in a situation right now where you say, you know what, I have not been living for God. I've not been walking with the Lord. I got outside of faith, but I understand that I need help and he's the only one that can help me. God is not going to push you back. He's not going to shame you. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, Pastor Dr. Peter, is in James chapter 1, verse 2. And he says, my brethren, count it all joy. When you fall into diverse temptations,
absolutely,
knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. And then he said this, he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who upbraideth not. Now the word upbraideth means that he won't find fault with you. God is not going to pick on you and say, this is your fault. You got yourself into this mess. Now get yourself out. That is not the heart of our Father. The heart of our Father is to meet us right where we are. He will pick you up and he will help you. I mean, even Peter, when Peter got out of faith, you remember Jesus said to the disciples, how is it that you have no faith? They came to a place where they had no faith. And yet, amazing? What did Jesus do? When Peter cried out, help, Jesus lifted him up and helped him. And so no matter where you are right now, God will help you. But Dr. Peter has really hit on something I think that's really profound tonight. And that is that we need to have understanding. And we're only going to have understanding is if we're walking by faith. And the Lord just quickened the scripture to me in Hebrews 11, verse 3. And I just want to read the first four words. And it says, through faith. We understand. Mm-hmm. Through faith, we understand.
Absolutely.
You might feel frustrated right now. You might feel confused about stuff going on in your life. And if you try to understand it in the natural, all you're going to do is blow circuits in your brain because the understanding does not come from the natural. You need to get the understanding from God. And the way that understanding comes is through faith. Going back to Joshua 1, he said, you shall meditate. He said, this word shall not depart from your mouth. I remember when I first got saved, Dr. Marshall, I had this little red New Testament, King James, little tiny red New Testament. And I was a paramedic back in those days up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And when I got saved, when I came back to work, I was on a vacation when I got saved. When I came back to work, I had this little pocket New Testament, and I would sit in the ambulance, you know, waiting for a 911 call. And sometimes I'd have 5, 6, 7 hours of downtime. And all I would do is read the word, but I wouldn't read it silently. You know, the Bible was never meant to be read silently. The Bible was meant to be read out loud. Now, you remember Proverbs 4, he said, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from your mouth, but keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and medicine to all your flesh. So, you know, when you watch the Jews, you and I have been to Israel together.
Yes.
And we've been to Jerusalem together. We've been to the Kotel together. We've been to the Western Wall together. And we've been down in that synagogue, and you got to put a yarmulke on, a kippah, before you go into the synagogue that's right connected there to the Western Wall. And when you go in there, the Jews, they got the book, the Tanakh, the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And they're there and they're rocking back and forth and they are speaking the word of God out loud. They are reading the word of God out loud. Why? Because when you read the word of God out loud, your ears are hearing it. You're sowing the word of God into your spirit. And God did something so amazing. He allowed the tongue to bypass your brain in order to deposit the seed of word, the seed of God's word into your spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, I like what my friend Nassar Siddiqui, I told him I'll give him credit one time and then I'll take it from him. He said, and he's right when he said this, he said, the kingdom of God is a voice activated system. Which, you know, and that's just so awesome. You know, your phone is voice activated.
Hey,
you know, you speak to it and you can make it work. Your car now, you can speak to it, make it work. The kingdom of God operates as a voice activated system. So until we speak, nothing happens. Wow. And unless we speak by faith, nothing will happen. So I years ago, and I'll share this little story, and I've shared it with my Bible college students. A man came up to me one time, Pastor, and he said, you're one of those faith guys, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. He said, I didn't say that to be complimentary. I said that to be condescending.
Right.
And I said, well, I take that as a compliment. I'm a faith guy. That's a big compliment. He said, I don't believe in all this faith stuff and this faith confession stuff. And I would never say this because not my nature, but up out of my spirit, I said, well, then enjoy hell, sir.
Wow.
And he said to me, how dare you say that to me? I said, well, I'm just saying what I felt the Holy Spirit say.
Wow.
I said, enjoy hell, sir. He said, why would you say that? I said, because how did you get saved? He said, well, I believed. And I said, what else did you have to do? He said, I had to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Well, if you didn't speak by faith, sir, you would have never been saved.
Yeah.
I said, so if the greatest miracle of all required faith and a confession of faith, so everything else in your life comes by the same way. It's a voice activated system. So, Pastor, when you said read your Bible out loud, speak the word out loud.
Yeah.
It gives the word the ability to bring what that word has promised to you alive.
That's right.
Without a doubt.
That's right. Yeah, without faith, you cannot please God, and you're not going to receive anything from God without faith. Now, we do see, I think, one or two examples of God doing miracles through Jesus where the person did not use faith, but that's the exception. That's not the rule. The rule is that Jesus said, be it done unto thee according
to your
to
faith.
Thy faith. That's right. And so, you know, there are so many times when difficulties and trials come in, and Satan is doing his best to get people to believe the fear and not believe the faith. But I think sometimes what people don't realize is you also have to put faith in fear.
No, absolutely. And especially in this hour, when going back to what you said at the beginning with the coronavirus and all of the fear that's being propagated by the media and people's hearts are failing and everything else. I shared with our church this morning, how do you stay strong in the end times? How do you stay strong in tribulation? And how do you stay strong up until the coming of the Lord? And right. one of those things is by faith.
That's it.
You know, First John 5:4, what is it that overcometh this world? Even our faith.
Yeah.
So the thing that we ought to be growing in and maturing in and learning how to operate in more than anything else as believers is right. allowing the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us how to operate in the faith realm like our Savior did.
That's
and,
it.
And especially in the hour, in that hour, Jesus knew that he was going to the cross. He knew that his life was going to be taken at the hands of the religious, at the hands of the Roman Empire. He knew it all. But here, I love what he said. He spoke by faith to them right away. He said, destroy this temple, mm-hmm. and in 3 days, I will raise it up. It was that belief and that confidence in the promise of God, of the Father, that he was believing and speaking by faith that kept him strong up until the cross through his resurrection and ascension. We must do the same thing in this hour to overcome all of this stuff that's going on, is live in that faith realm, live in the confession of faith, and watch what God does. Because God never lets his people down. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And I like what you said earlier, Pastor. God meets us where we're at. And I like this one also. We pick up where we left off. So I want to encourage you, if you've given up, and if you've given up on speaking by faith and you've stepped away, you don't start over. People say, well, I got to start over again. No, you pick up where you left off with God.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
You can start back up right where you were before. And God will bring you further than you've ever been. That's how good our God is.
Sometimes people say, well, you know, it's the third time I've messed up, the fourth time I messed up with God, the fifth time, the seventh time. But really, with God, he's the God of second chances, period. When you mess up and you come to him, he said that he will be faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Well, once you're cleansed, you now have a fresh start. Whatever happened has been washed away as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. So the only person remembering the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time is you. God don't remember it. That's how strong. That's why we need faith in the blood of Jesus. The blood is just that strong to cleanse us and to wash that thing away. Praise God.
Absolutely. The only people remember is us and the religious, you know, but here's what I like what Jesus said to Peter.
Yeah,
he knew Peter was going to mess up. He said, you're going to deny me three times. He said, here's what he said, though. He said, but when it's over, Peter, when you have strengthened yourself, go strengthen your brethren.
Come on.
He said, listen, you're going to mess up, son.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, you can get right back into that faith realm, right back into the power of the spirit realm. And once you're strong, you strengthen yourself. Go now speak into your brothers' lives and help them get strength again also. Because God never gives up on us, never gives up on us. And he's always waiting for us. I believe the Lord waits for us to believe his word and speak his word so that he can manifest power as he has promised. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Amazing
That's
God.
It. That's it. So, you know, people might be wondering right now. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us instudio101@gmail.com. I got several emails, but we got time for you tonight. Instudio101@gmail.com. If you have a Bible question, prayer request, you want to give something to Dr. Peter, ask him. Love to hear from you. Instudio101@gmail.com. I want to make a quick statement, and then I want to ask you a question about faith. Somebody's asking about the measure of faith and receiving the measure of faith. Well, of course, we know that that's in the great chapter, Romans chapter 12, where he talks about, renewing the mind. And then he talks about each office and that each of us should operate in our own office that God has given us because God has dealt unto each of us a metron or a measure of faith. But how do we build? How do we increase our faith? Well, we know that Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
But saints, what we have to do is we have to know God's language. See, there's a difference between the written word and the spoken word. In the Greek, the written word of God and Jesus himself is the Logos, L-O-G-O-S. But that's not how faith comes. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the rhema, the spoken word of God. Word. But it's not that God is speaking to us through these paddles on the side of our head. He's not talking to us through these ears. He's talking to us by his spirit who lives inside our spirit. But here's the deal. If you don't practice God's language, won't know when God is speaking. It's like my wife. My wife is fluent in French. And if she's speaking French, I might catch one or two words, but I don't know French. And so if she and I are going to dialogue, I'm going to have to learn that language if she's going to speak to me in French. Well, God has given us a book called the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. That's the book for me. And the Bible is God's language. And when you take time reading that book and meditating in that word and speaking that word out of your mouth and into these ears, you are now practicing the language of God. And that's so when God speaks, you will hear what he's saying, and you'll be able to go in the direction that he's leading you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not he's given us a measure of faith. He's given us the measure of faith. That means we all receive the same measure of faith, but that doesn't mean we all have the same abilities in faith. You know, I used to lift weights years ago. I'm a little older now, and the muscles are getting a little soft again. But all of us have muscles. All of us have muscle. But not all of us can pick up the same thing. And not all of us can use that muscle to exert greater strength. But the people who have worked those muscles or have utilized those muscles get more efficient, more strength, more dense, more lean, and more stronger. It's the same thing with faith. We've all received the measure of faith by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But not everybody takes that measure of faith and builds on it and grows in it and uses it, like Pastor just said. And you cannot grow in faith without the Word of God. The Bible is everything. Without the Word of God, you'll never grow your faith. Without protein, you'll never grow your muscle. You can't grow muscle without protein. You can't grow faith in the measure of faith without the Word in living inside of you.
That's it.
And I can't grow my muscle unless I actually use it. I actually push and exert things. My faith will never work. And our faith will never work for us until we exert it, use it. And how do we do that? It's by speaking it. It's by walking it out. It's by living it every day. We grow in it. It becomes not just second. It becomes second nature. It's just part of who we are.
That's it.
And it just flows through us every day. And it all goes back to the rhema word of God.
Yeah. And it happens through meditating the word and thinking on the word and choosing to esteem the word of God above everything else in your life, because I'm convinced that the only language God is going to speak with me is going to be the language of faith.
That's it.
He's not going to speak fear with me. He ain't going to speak, unbelief with me. He hates unbelief. You know, Hebrews chapter 2 and 3, if you want to spend a little time about unbelief, saints, get into Hebrews 2 and 3. And God says that because of their unbelief, they will not enter into my rest.
You got it.
So God is not going to listen to all that garbage. And again, you don't need faith until you don't see, till you don't understand, till you can't figure it out, till you don't know which way to go. You don't need faith when you understand. You don't need faith. When you can feel it and when you can see it and when you can taste it, when you have the promise, faith is not required. But when you don't see it, you don't understand it, you can't feel it, that's when faith is required. And when you operate in faith, when you speak God's word in the midst of a dark situation, I love Psalm 119. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I stand in darkness, thou will be a light unto me. Oh man, I love this scripture.
Praise God.
Where is that one? Is it Micah where he says, no, Obadiah, I think he says, rejoice not against me, O my enemies, for when I fall, yet will I arise.
That's it. That's a confession of faith.
That's it. That's it.
That's a confession of faith.
And you begin to prophesy that over your own life, that when I fall, man, I ain't staying down. A just man falls seven times, but he gets back up. How does he get back up? He gets up by faith. I choose to believe God. It ain't over until God says it's over.
Well, that's it. You know, and the religious don't understand that, and the wicked don't understand that, and the unregenerated don't understand
that. That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
I got up and made a statement in our city not too long ago and got attacked for it. I said, I and our church refuse to fear coronavirus. We won't fear it.
That's right.
Because God didn't give me the spirit of fear. He didn't give us the spirit of fear.
Come on.
And our God is greater than all of the collective power of man and the devil. And so we will not fear it. And we have to realize something. It's very simple scripture, but I love it. I'm going to read it to those listening. Hebrews 11:6.
Yeah.
But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
That's right.
Think about that. Without faith, I cannot, will not please God. I can even give to the poor. I can be this great person with works. But if I do anything outside of faith, I cannot please God. And Pastor, you said something very powerful a second ago. You said God is only going to speak to you by faith.
That's it.
Well, that's absolutely true, because if God cannot be pleased without faith, then God is not going to speak to you apart from faith. He's going to speak faith to you. He's going to speak those things that are not as though they are. He's going to speak the impossibilities as being possible. He's going to speak faith to trump fear. He's going to speak hope and life and peace and victory into you so that you soar like an eagle. That's how God speaks. He doesn't belittle you. He doesn't put you down. He doesn't remind you of your past. He doesn't try to condemn you. He doesn't try to discourage you. He wants you edified, built up in your most holy faith. Praise God.
That's right. It's Father and Son. And then the Father wants the Son to get a hold of his way of doing things and then begin to walk in the same victory that he walks in.
Oh, absolutely.
But as believers, it's a choice. And the only choice is, you know, four times he tells us in the scripture, the just shall live by faith.
By faith.
There's no other way to do it. And so you got to come to the end of yourself where you stop struggling with what you see and just surrender it to God. I don't think a day goes by where I don't cast my care upon the Lord. I got to do it every single day. Every day cares. Paul talked about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He says, every day the cares of the churches come on me. Every day Satan tries to weigh you down like a pack mule. But you got to take those cares, cast them upon the Lord, and say, no, I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, that's why I said it's harder to live for me personally.
Yeah.
It's harder to live outside of faith.
Because you're a transgressor. Difficult.
Yeah.
When you're out of faith, you're a transgressor. You're operating in sin, because all sin is unbelief.
Yeah. And you know what? You're trying to work it out yourself. You're trying to pull it off yourself. You're trying to get it done yourself.
Come on.
You're trying to think through it yourself.
Come on.
You're trying to use your own power. Just believing and pulling on and that anointing of the Holy Spirit by faith, where wisdom rests, where knowledge rests, where understanding rests, where power, where victory, where blessing, where healing, where provision and favor and joy and peace. Hallelujah. It's all in there. And God's just waiting for us to believe.
That's right. And the thing we have to realize is that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And he wants the glory to shine through in our life. And he wants us to operate in the kingdom realm. He wants us to operate in the power realm. And sometimes we do have to acknowledge and realize that it's not us, it's him. And we've got to come to the end of ourselves. You know, a lot of times Christians want to talk about who they are in Christ. And we need to talk about who we are in Christ. Every day we need to talk about who we are in him. But also we need to realize that there are some in you truths, not in Christ truths, but there's some in you truths. And there's four of them. The first one is, in yourself, you are nothing.
That's right.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. The second in you truth is, in yourself, you know nothing. 1 Corinthians 8:2. And if any man think he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Listen, when you come to the end of yourself, That's when Christ is going to live big on the inside of you. The third in you truth is in yourself, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 4:7, for who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou did not receive? And if you did not receive it, why do you glory as if you have received it? Praise God. In ourselves, we have nothing. And finally, in ourselves, we can do nothing. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do
nothing.
But in Christ, we can do all things. Well, how do we abide in him? We abide in him by walking by faith and not by sight. And this scripture has been just hitting me all night, Dr. Peter, and that is 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it says, no test or trial has come upon you, but what is common to man. But with the trial, God will always make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you can handle. And so don't ever think that this situation is so bad. Oh, I got corona and now, you know, I'm going to get pneumonia and I'm going to go on a vent and I'm going to die and all this. No, man, you got to talk faith through every single one of these situations. Corona don't own you. And so don't allow corona to take your finances and take your peace and take your health. No, man, expect promotion during this season. Some people are losing their job. Why do you have to lose your job? We declared over our church that 2021 is a year of winning and a year of victory. Praise God. This is a time to overcome. This is a time to receive promotion, receive increase. Even when all hell is breaking loose, you can rise above it. You know, a pilot understands that every day it's a sunny day. It might be cloudy down here. It might be overcast down here. But if you can reach altitude, you'll realize every day the sun is shining.
That's awesome. Absolutely. I like that corona don't own you. That's a good
corona
one.
Corona don't own you.
Corona praise don't God. Own you.
Well, let's get to some emails real quick. I got a whole bunch and we got about 10 minutes. So let's see what the people got to say here tonight. Got an email here tonight from our friend, Deborah. Deborah says, hello, pastor, listening to your broadcast tonight and sending a big shout to our awesome pastor, Peter Marshall. Blessings, Deborah Alexandra. Praise God, Deborah. Thank God for you. And we call you blessed in Jesus' name.
We bless her.
Hallelujah. Got another email here tonight from our friend Ralph. Ralph says, hello, always a pleasure to listen to you. Question for you. What does it mean to be casting down imagination? 2 Corinthians 10:5. Thank you very much for your response, Ralph from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Go ahead, Dr. Marshall.
Great question. You know, casting down imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. You know, that's anything that contradicts the word of God. That's anything that belittles or leads you away from God's word, the revelation of Christ, the promises of God. We all go through those parades that go through our mind. These are thoughts that come in. These are ideas. These are concepts that are contrary to what God said. And we cast those down, meaning we speak the word of God, we think the word of God, and we tear them out of our minds, because thoughts can become confessions and confessions can become realities. So it's very important that we spend time, you know, almost like an eraser. The word of God erases it right out of our mind. So when somebody says, you're going to die prematurely, that's an imagination. Well, you say, no, I'm not going to die prematurely, because what the Bible says, with long life shall he satisfy me. He shall renew my youth like the eagles.
Yes.
As a real quick answer. So when that thought comes in, that imagination that's trying to create a reality through the power of the word, and through the authority of the word, like an eraser, I wipe it right out.
Right.
And bring my mind back to the knowledge of the revelation of Christ, who is my victory and who is my everything.
That's it. That's it. That word imaginations is the Greek word logismos. And it literally means reasonings. And so, you know, the Bible says by his stripes you were healed. But your mind might say, well, I've got this, I've got that. Yeah. And, you know, I've got to go through chemo and I've got to go through this and I've got to do that. But what does the word of God say? and stay on the word of God. Cast down imaginations and allow the Spirit of God to lead you right through that attack. Praise God. And he will with victory every single time, Ralph. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Stuart. Stuart says, blessings to all of you. That's it. Praise God, Stuart. We call you blessed in Jesus' name. Yes. Another email here tonight from Ron. Ron says, just a question. What is a prayer chain? I never heard of it, and a friend of mine used it last week. Is there any such thing? Go ahead, Dr. Marshall.
Well, a prayer chain is people coming into agreement on a specific thing. That's simply it. It's a terminology the church has used for years. You know, we link ourselves together in the agreement of faith for a specific purpose. That's a prayer chain. So you can have multiple people. The more people that you can, prayer chains can be large and they can be small, but simply it's this: we are all coming into the agreement of faith on the word of God for a specific need.
Amen. It's good. Good. Amen. Thank you, Ron. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Don. Don says, Pastor, do you have to speak in tongues to be saved? Thank you. Man, what a wonderful question. Go ahead, Dr. Marshall.
Great question. No, you don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. Peter, I always say this, was Peter saved before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Sure he was. He believed on the Lord. Was John saved? Yes, he was. They believed on him, and then they went to Jerusalem to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Good.
They witnessed him ascend into heaven. They watched him on the Mount of Olives. They spent 40 days with him after his resurrection. They were born again before they got the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
You know, you and I were together in the upper room in Jerusalem.
Yeah, we were, man.
Those of you watching on Facebook, you see the Garden Tomb. He and I were in the Garden Tomb together, too, back in 2017, I think. Yeah. And, you know, in the upper room is the place where Jesus had the Last Supper with the disciples. And it's also the place where they waited for the Holy Spirit to come. And the church was born on Shavuot, on that day when the day of Pentecost had fully come and they all spoke in tongues. You know, remember this too, Don, that the scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name, of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes, praise God. Yes,
thank you for that, Don. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from Lisa. Lisa says, thank you, Pastor, for praying every week about this COVID crisis. It means the world to me and a lot of other people too. You give us hope in the word, and I always feel very positive about the week after I listen to you. Thanks for the gifts. Lisa from Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you so much, Lisa. We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Do you know Dr. Mark Barclay, Dr. Marshall?
I know of him, but don't know him really well.
So Dr. Barclay, he'll be on the program with us in just a couple of weeks. He emailed me or messaged me the other day. So those of you that know Dr. Barclay, he'll be on with us in a couple of weeks. And we're going back to Israel this year. If you want to come with us, we're going in 2021, this year, November 1st through November 10th. And we're going with our spiritual, my spiritual father and the bishop, Bishop Keith Butler. If you're interested in going, you can check out our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2021. You can also go to our website, spiritoffaithradio.com /Israel2021, either place. And check out wordoffaithtoronto.com because Pastor Cheryl preached an awesome message today on going to the next level. So check out that. It'll be a great blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Got another email here tonight from our friend Grant. Grant says, a question for you. Why is the firstborn so important in the Bible? Is it? Question mark. Go ahead, Dr. Marshall.
Firstborn is important because, again, it links back to, of course, the revelation of Jesus being the firstborn or first begotten of the Father. Ooh. In Jewish custom, the firstborn is important.
Opening
to the
womb, right?
The first one that breaks the womb. It's the first. It's the child of covenant. It's the child that receives the birthright in Jewish custom. Because, again, that was all pointing towards Jesus. You know, they were types and shadows and revelations of the coming Christ being the firstborn of the Father. The only begotten of the Father. But now in Christ, everybody's important.
That's good.
And everybody receives the inheritance in Christ because he is the first begotten of the Father.
That's it.
So, you know, I'm a second born child in my family, But in Christ's kingdom, we're all equal and we all receive the same inheritance because of the firstborn of the Father.
No matter your color, no matter your sex, no matter any of that, all are one in Christ. Whoo, that's so good. Praise God. Grant, thank you for that question. We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got five more emails we're going to get to. I also want to tell you that Word of Faith Toronto is doing our own trip to Israel in 2022. It's going to be on June 3rd, and everybody's welcome to go with us. We're booking it right now. Do you know Ari Bauer, Dr. Peter?
I do, yes.
So we're booking it through Ari, through a travel agency, and it's a very affordable trip. It's a four-star trip. We've already got the hotels picked out. We're staying at a brand-new hotel in Tiberias called the Magdala, which is right on the water. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be right around $3,500 Canadian round trip from Toronto. And that includes everything, tips, transfers, everything, $3,500 Canadian. And again, it's a four-star trip. So if you're interested in going, we'll have the information up. We can't put it up yet because the flights are not available yet from LL, but it'll be up shortly. Praise God. Couple last emails tonight. We got another email here tonight from our friend Irene. Irene says, hello, enjoying your teachings. I do not quite understand what this passage from the Bible means. Could you please explain it? 1 John 4:18. What does it mean that there is no fear in love? Go ahead and make this a quick answer, Dr. Marshall.
Well, there's no fear in love because when you understand how much God loves you, you don't have to run in the fear of sin, death, hell, and the grave because you know God's love is unconditional.
Hallelujah.
And when you experience the unconditional love of God, you don't walk in condemnation.
That's right.
And you don't walk in distress. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Because love brings so much security in it, so much peace in it, so much strength in the perfect love of God. That's a quick answer.
And just to add to it, it says perfected love casteth out fear.
Another
word for casteth is flushes it out. Just, I know this is a gross example, but if you got some poop in the toilet and you flush the toilet, all of a sudden the toilet gets clean. The more you know how much God loves you, the more fear is flushed out of your life. Praise God.
You got it.
Amen. Irene, thank you for that question. We call you blessed. In Jesus' name, another email here tonight from our friend Bob. Bob says, good evening to all of you. I'm a new listener to your radio program from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome, Bob. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful show you have. Any books or publications, Pastor, that you have published? If so, I would be interested in checking those out. Thank you again from North Carolina. Check out our websites. Go to wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. Mm-hmm. All information is there. And also check out Kingdom Worship Center. What is your website, Dr. Marshall?
It's kwc.church. Pretty simple. kwc.church. You can also watch me on my Facebook page, just simply Peter Marshall.
I follow you.
Yeah.
Every time you come up, I get a notification. So Facebook, Peter Marshall, and then KWC, that's Kingdom William Charlie dot church. So check that out. That'll be a great blessing. Thanks so much, Bob. Call you blessed tonight and welcome aboard in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Ray. Ray says, hello, Pastor. Can you give me your website again from your church? I just did, but we'll give it to you one more time. So it's wordoffaithtoronto.com. Wordoffaithtoronto.com. Don't forget to check out spiritoffaithradio.com and check out our special guest, Dr. Peter's website, kwc.church. Praise God. Call you blessed tonight, Ray, in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Carl. Carl says, hi from Orillia, Ontario. Loving the show tonight. Praises to our Lord. Thanks for everything, Carl. Thank you, Carl. Call you blessed. And the last email tonight is from our friend Dan. Dan says, hello tonight. God and I love all people. But this argument always comes up with people. If God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, a good argument against homosexuality, how are they saying to, how are not saying to hate or dislike homosexuality, but is it not a sin in God's eyes? Thanks. So real quickly, Dan, it's important to understand that God created everything perfect, and God created man and woman to be husband and wife and to lie together, to produce life, to recreate, but to also share love with one another. God did not create men to lie with men or women to lie with women or any type of other, what you would call a, what's the word I'm looking for? A perversion, a twisting of what is good that God made. And I encourage you to check out Romans chapter one, and Romans chapter one gives us a good understanding. And then Romans chapter two says you are inexcusable if you judge another man. And so we're not to judge, we're to walk in love, and we're not to hate, we're to walk in love. And so we do not hate homosexuals. We love homosexuals, but we stand by God, who says that homosexuality is a sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got about 20 seconds left or so. Dr. Peter, some closing thoughts from you, please.
I just want to encourage everybody tonight. Nothing is impossible to him that believes, because with our God, all things are possible. No matter what we're going through right now, we can supersede it all. We can circumvent it all. We can still walk in the blessing of God, the favor of God, the health of God, the prosperity of God, the strength of God in everything. God is not moved by situations. He's moved by faith. He's moved by his word. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you tonight, don't be in crisis, be in Christ. Hallelujah.
Ooh, that's so good.
Because we're not in crisis, we're in Christ.
That's it.
And because we're in Christ, we always have the victory. Hallelujah. I like that scripture. We always triumph.
Ooh, amen. Amen. Thanks
be
unto God.
Coronavirus has no power over you, the believer.
Corona don't own you.
In Christ Jesus. Ooh,
amen. Praise God. What a great word. And what a privilege it's been to have Dr. Peter Marshall from Kingdom Worship Center with us tonight from Hamilton, Ontario. Don't forget to check out his website, kwc.church. I love that. It's so simple. kwc.church. And also check out Peter Marshall on Facebook. Man, we love you so much. It's such a privilege to come into your homes every week and starve your doubts and feed your faith. Until next week, I want to remind you that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.